You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your host, Andre D. Harrison, where we discuss life, marriage, and relationships. Hope you enjoy today's topic. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. You are now tuned in to Rap with Dre, the Togetherness Podcast. I am your host, Dre, Andre. My students call me Mr. Harrison. I want to thank everybody so much for watching. There's a few of you guys week after week after week that have been tuning in. What's going on, Camille? How you doing? Good to see you in the room today on Get Vocal. You guys have been loyal, tuning in, joining in the conversation, and that's why I do this, to just engage with you guys, have a decent interaction and dialogue about the topic. And I appreciate coming into your home, into your cars, on your phones, wherever you're watching, on your laptops or computers. I appreciate you guys spending this time with me, taking the time to watch this podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, whether it's through iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever, whatever you're listening to, Anchor, whatever you're listening to, thank you so much for listening. You could be doing something else, but you took the time to be with me. So I appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. This is our 13th episode. Got a podcast. Crazy. I'm still doing it, going to continue doing it in hopes to help many people out. Leah just entered the room on Get Vocal. Leah, what's going on? Nice to see you, or nice that you're here with me. I'm going to have a good time tonight. Hope we have a great conversation. Please, if you have anything to say, join in. I want this to be a two-way conversation. If you're watching on Facebook, please tap in, type in your comments. If you're watching on Get Vocal, you can grab a spot. We can talk. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment, and I'll read it live, and we'll get into the discussion. Now, this is the Togetherness Podcast. This podcast is all about life, love, and relationships, and marriage. And let me just get this disclaimer out of the way, like I do every single week. I do not pretend to be a love guru. Brother David, how's it going? How's your family doing in Florida? I'm in the cold New York, and I'm just jealous of you guys out there enjoying the nice warm weather all year round. I really am jealous. But I don't pretend to be a love guru. I never once will ever say that. I'm a guy that failed in his marriage, went to college, got his master's in marriage and family counseling, and just trying to help other couples out there that may be going through what I went through when I was going through my divorce, or couples who are striving in their marriage and they just need some extra help. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to just offer up whatever knowledge I gain and sort of turnkey it and share it out to all of you guys. So if you know somebody that would benefit from these podcasts, from this on YouTube, Facebook, or Get Vocal, please share it out to them. Hopefully it'll be a blessing to them. I just want to help marriages strive. There's a couple of ways you can listen to this after we air live. Right now we're airing live on Facebook, airing live on Get Vocal, and airing live on YouTube. All right. Shannon, thank you so much for watching on Facebook. You're at work, but you're here. I appreciate it. Tell me, how's the quality on Facebook? Because the quality improved through Get Vocal, but it doesn't seem to be that sharp or as sharp as it was on Facebook. All right. Thank you, Brother David. I appreciate it. I'm praying for God's anointing on me as well, especially as we have this discussion. So I appreciate it. But Facebook, leave a comment. Let me know how it looks. All right. So you can listen now. You can also listen after the fact on Google, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Anchor, Stitcher, all the big name podcast outlets out there. You can listen to it just by searching Togetherness Podcast. That's TWO-Togetherness Podcast. Or even if you type in Andre D. Harrison, it should come up. Now, some of you guys may be wondering how you can support this. And there's a couple of ways. If you are in a position to support financially, you can visit my Patreon page by going to patreon.com/ Andre D. Harrison. That's all one word. And you can give as little as $5 a month to help keep this podcast going. Thank you for the hearts and the likes on Facebook. I appreciate it. But some of us may not be in a position financially to support. And I completely understand that. I'm a single father with three kids. So I perfectly understand that not many of us are in a financial position to sponsor or be a supporter. If you're not in a financial position, you can support us in other ways. One way is by sharing this out to other people, letting them have the opportunity to listen. What happens with platforms like this is when viewership goes up, sponsorship opportunities will come my way. So when more people are watching and listening, I'm able to lure in sponsors, and they'll be able to support this podcast and keep it going. And one thing I will never do is sell out. So I'm not looking for sponsors unless they are able to really help my viewers. But if you are in a position to help financially, please go to my Patreon page. If you're not, please share this out. Share it. Like, put it out there. Share it. All right. You know what? Actually, let me just make sure that. Hold on. Boom. All right. Now, I appreciate that. And also, if it's wedding season approaching, it's going to be springtime. Many of you guys may have plans to get married or know somebody that wants to get married. Did you know that marriage counseling helps reduce the risk of divorce by 30%? Did you also know that more than 50% of all marriages end in divorce? So check out the math. You have the possibility of reducing the risk of divorce that's already 50% by 30% just by going through marriage counseling. I am a CIMBIS certified marriage counselor. I am also a member of the AACC, which is a Christian counseling organization nationally. So if you guys know anybody that is getting married or wants to get married, please refer them to my website. That's togethernesscoaching.com, TWOGETHERNESSCOACHING.com, and they can get more information there. All right. Now for the topic at hand. My sister Tristina, what's going on? Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully I can help you out. If you have anything that you would like to share, please do so in the chat room and I'll read it out. Shannon said the quality is decent both on my phone and the computer. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hopefully it stays decent. All right. Or maybe it's just my computer because I'm running the Facebook here so I can see it and chat with you guys. I'm running everything else right here. All right. That's a pretty decent setup. It is. All right. Now for the topic at hand. Filling up your spouse's love bank. This is one of those topics I love to talk about because at the focus of it is selflessness. It really is selflessness. It's all about the other spouse, not about you. This is about, if you're watching this, right, and you're thinking, I'm about to get something tonight. No, this isn't for you. This is for your spouse. This is for your boo. This is for you. This is for you to make deposits, all right? So let's talk about it. Filling up your spouse's love bank. And trust me, there are mutual benefits for filling up the love bank of your spouse. And we're going to talk about the benefits as well, all right? Thank you so much, Tristina. Please share it out, please, all right? Now, I have a bank account, okay? A couple of years ago, my bank account was sort of dry, like... kind of dry. It was dry. Right now it's not as dry, but it's not where I want it to be. But I got some, you know, I got something in the account and I could pay all my bills comfortably, all right? Which is a blessing. I praise God for that. But I make frequent deposits into my bank account. Okay? I make deposits whenever I get money, I'm putting it in. I make deposits by way of direct deposit every 15th and the last day of the month, money is in my account and it grows. Did you know that if you keep putting money in your bank, the account will grow? It's crazy, right? Like if I just keep putting money in and spending a little bit, my money's going to grow. Oh, wow. Like basic mathematics. It's like profound, but many of us don't get that, right? And because I have MCU, my money is in my account when I get my direct deposit a couple of days before everybody else gets it. Like it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right. And today is the 28th. It's the last day of the month. I got money in my account today. What? Oh, but rent's due tomorrow. All right. Nonetheless, I got money to pay rent. Blessing from God. All right. And whenever we make deposits in our account and then we look at our account, we feel good. It's like, wow, like I got, wow, and it's climbing. I like this feeling. I remember my mother telling me this a couple of years ago when, before like the divorce, I was making money and I was working like two jobs at the church and doing security at night because I was saving up to buy a house. And my account was going up and up and up. And I remember, Ma, like, Mommy, it feels good to have money in that account. She said, I know, like, once you start saving, it becomes addicting. Like, you just want to keep putting money in your account. Deposit more than you withdraw, and it will grow. Basic mathematics, right, Shannon? Basic mathematics, right? And it felt good that I was putting money in my account, right? And if I have a bank account, I can make certain withdrawals, right? I can, if I need to pay my rent, like I need to pay my rent tomorrow. I don't own yet, but I'm about to get there. I pay my rent. When Con Edison and National Grid sends me that bill, write them a check, pay off the bill. The cable company, pay off the bill. Cell phone company. Cell phone companies be getting you. I'm going to tell you why. Because they tell you you can get two lines with a limited everything for $100, then you get your bill and it's like $300. And you're like, how did that happen? How did that happen? Cable companies be doing the same thing. But nonetheless, I'm going off on a tangent. They be trying to get us. But listen, we make withdrawals when we make, when we have deposits, when we already made deposits in the bank, all right? We, sometimes our investments offer pleasure. Sometimes those withdrawals, sometimes the withdrawals offer pleasure. Sometimes the withdrawals offer investment. Sometimes it could be for waste or for a rainy day. Like in case your car broke down and you need to get extra money, or winter time is coming and you need to replace your tires to get snow tires, or things like that. Maintenance, you need money for maintenance, oil changes, fixing up things around your house. So if you make deposits, you'll have money to withdraw on. Marriage is the same way. Marriage is the same way, but it's not like transactional, I should say. Like it's not transactional where I'm going to put money in my a wife's bank account or love bank so I could make deposits. It's like what I was saying before. It feels good to make deposits to see your money increase. When you have a spouse, Jada, what's going on? Long time no see. How you doing tonight? We keep making deposits, and just like when we make deposits in our bank and we see our money growing, we get happy. When we make deposits into our wife's or husband's love bank, it makes us feel good. When our spouse feels good, trust me, genuinely feel good. Trust me, it makes us feel good. When they feel like their bank account is getting full, it makes us feel good, all right? Marriage is the same way. Leah's in the building too. What's up, Leah? Marriage is the same way. Couples who are healthy in their marriages make frequent deposits in each other's love bank, creating a healthy love savings, even for rainy days. And we're going to talk about rainy days. Every single couple go through rainy days where they got to tap into each other's love bank and make withdrawals. We're going to talk about that. But let me take a sip of this coffee. I got Bustelo tonight. Not Chock Full of Nuts. Bustelo is on sale. This is some good stuff. All right. Now, a couple of ways we could make deposits into our spouse's love bank. All right. Right now, we're just going to talk about deposits and things that we can do to make deposits into love banks. And if you guys have any comments you want to share on Facebook, I will read it. If you guys have any comments on Get Vocal, please, by all means, type it in or join in. Grab a spot and let's have a decent conversation. This guy's an amazing dad. You saw the cup? My co-teacher bought me that cup for Christmas, and it's one of my favorites. I thought it was thoughtful because I'm all about my kids. So every time I do the podcast live, I make sure to use that cup because I don't know. I don't think I'm that great or amazing, but my kids love me and that's all I can ask for. All right. Now, ways that you can make deposits into your spouse's love bank. This is for husbands and for wives. Identifying each other's love language and using that to make deposits. Okay. Identifying each other's love language. We talked about this briefly before. There are five love languages, and that's words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. But before you can make deposits according to their love language. You got to be able to identify what the love language is. Okay. Hey, Tracy, how's it going? Oh, Tracy's replying to Shannon. But either way, hey, Tracy, what's going on? Thank you so much for watching on Facebook, Making in the Love Bank. Hey, Marilyn. Oh, Marilyn, my sister, Alicia, is in Trinidad. She landed early this morning. She's out there for Carnival. She's going to have a good time. You know, everybody's out there. Nicole, Trina, they're all out there. I'm here in New York because I'm a teacher and I don't have off for Carnival. But I wish I was there to see you. So try to get up with Alicia and everybody. All right. Tracy. All right. Now that I said hi to everybody on Facebook, let me get back to the topic. All right. You guys be distracting me. Stop distracting me on here. All right. So words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Absolutely, Jada. You're more than welcome to hop on. You got to be able to identify those things to make those deposits. And it's that simple. Like my love language is quality time and physical touch. That's pretty much all I need. And if I can get that, then it doesn't even mean like crazy things that we have to do. If I'm in your presence, that's good. Like presence, and that's good. That's my love language. I got to be able to identify the love language of my spouse, right? So that I can make those deposits throughout the day. Jada, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jay? I feel like I haven't seen you.
You haven't. You haven't seen me. I spoke to me. How's everybody doing? How's your husband?
Good. Good. Thank you for asking. How are the boys?
Good and growing up.
And big. I know. I keep seeing them grow like online. I'm just like, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. But thank you so much for joining in in the discussion. And this is actually, you know, for you also being a married woman and having a great relationship with your husband. And I know every marriage has its problems, but you guys seem to have a healthy marriage. And I don't know what your problems are, if you guys have any, but if you do, it's evident that you guys work it out in a healthy way. Thank you, Shannon, for joining in on Get Vocal. How you doing? All right. So right now I'm just talking about ways to make deposits into your love bank. And I talked about the first thing is identifying each other's love language and making deposits according to that. So if what would you say your love language is? I think we talked about this before briefly.
Oh, they're the same as yours. Well, the only thing that's equal. So my primary love language is quality time, and secondary is two of them. They both came in at the equal amount, which was physical touch and receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts. I think that it seems like receiving gifts is one of those things that a lot of young ladies, you know, it's up there. It's in most cases, it's not number five. Like in a lot of cases, it's like 2, 3, 1. But I think I get it though. I understand. Another way you can make deposits into your spouse's love language is frequent communication. And this is communication that has depth and communication that is extremely surface, right? Like having conversations at night when you're laying in bed about absolutely nothing. It's nothing deep. It's nothing crazy. But also at the same time, talking something as deep as faith, politics, finances, things like that. And fellas, trust me. There's a few gentlemen out there that's watching. If you can show your wife that you can engage in a conversation, she's going to connect with you, not just physically, but mentally too. Like she's going to use that mental and want to connect physically because you're engaging in communication with them. That is a form of a deposit that you are leaving in your spouse's love bank. Trust me, it works. It works. Okay.
That's very true.
Yeah. You have experience with that. Mm-hmm. And you're getting compliments on Get Vocal.
I'm gonna tell you about it after. It was different. All right. So yeah.
After all right.
Recording.
Cool.
Thank you.
Other thing is sending I love yous or thinking of you text messages. Just consistent communication. Leave deposits into your love bank. Another thing, calling for absolutely no reason. Calling when you don't have anything else to say. Just say, hey, I'm just thinking about you. Just want to hear your voice. Hope you have a good day. Love you. Bye. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Simple things like that. It helps them feel full. You keep making those deposits and you want your spouse to feel full. And again, as I said before, when your spouse feels full, you get happy. It's just like that example I gave earlier when I saw my money rising in my bank account and it made me feel good. When you see the love rising in your spouse's love bank account, you feel good as well. Leah says in Get Vocal, acts of service is hers. Please me by washing my car or doing some dishes and saying thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to actually touch on that a little bit also. Shannon on Facebook says, Shannon's in like two places. She's on Facebook and on Get Vocal. All right. I see you.
I probably do too. I wish you could.
Shannon says on Facebook, yes, for the consistent work. It's all about consistency, quality over quantity as well. And Tracy writes, right, consistency is key. Yeah, and it's, and that's one of those things. You got to be consistent. If you want to have a rich marriage,
very
like
true.
If you want to be rich in life, you got to make consistent deposits. You got to think consistently about your finances, just like you got to think consistently about making deposits into your love bank for your spouse.
I agree.
Very true. Great point, Shannon. You should take a seat. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Next thing is lunch. Oh, she's coming in. Lunches. Visiting your spouse at work for their lunch hour just to have a lunch date. You know, calling them up. Hey, what are you doing? What time is lunch?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Shannon?
Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
You look real professional right now. Like you got look like you're in your office and doing your thing.
I'm at the shelter.
Okay.
So working overnight.
All right. Cool. Cool. All right. And you seem like you're just serving, period. Like acts of service, that like if you had a husband and their love bank was or their love language was acts of service, it's something that you would be willing to give. That you have a servant's heart. So
I do. I try to rather look. Pray for me.
Yeah.
Don't laugh, Jada. Look, work in progress. Work in progress.
We all are.
Absolutely.
Look.
Absolutely. Other things that you can do to help make deposits into your spouse's love bank. Impromptu dates, and it doesn't have to be crazy expensive. Just, you know, doing something, walking in the park together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, picnic in the park, you know, like
picnics, picnic. Yeah.
Feeding the birds.
What's that?
Feeding the birds in the park.
Yeah, feeding the birds.
Like that, yeah.
It's too cold in New York right now.
Well, these New York pigeons are gangster. If you feed one, you're gonna get mobbed. So be careful when you do it in New York. All right.
That's
and definitely
true.
Don't go feeding seagulls. Yeah, because it could be dangerous. All right. It can go to from an impromptu date to a impromptu visit to the ER. So just be careful, guys.
That is true.
All right. another thing, and this is like one of those big deposits, okay? Couples vacations. Gentlemen, just hear me out. And ladies, let me know if you agree. Okay.
Okay.
Your husband calls you up and tells you to pack a bag for about 2 weeks, mm-hmm. right? And then you tell them, I can't, I gotta work. And he calls and tells, and in the conversation, he says, I already spoke to your boss. I got you the vacation you need. Pack your bags. We're going to wherever you wanna go. How's that gonna make you feel?
Amazing.
You would feel full, cool, right?
I would absolutely feel full. The fact that he took the initiative and he did all the footwork and everything like that for me. And because I'm the planner in my marriage, that would definitely be greatly appreciated on my end, because it's just like, what? Let me find out. You're taking the initiative and you're doing some things.
But on that note, switching roles also helps.
It does.
Switching roles helps, and not like the switching roles that Usher came out with trading places. I'm talking about in the home. If I'm accustomed to doing the garbage, and this is tough for you ladies, and this is for you ladies out there, okay? Because it's not only the man's responsibility or job to fill up your love bank, you have to do this when it comes to switching roles.
Yeah.
You know, one of those things that you can do is if you know garbage goes out on Wednesday night for collection on Thursday, and your husband had a long day at work, and maybe he does construction and his back hurts, when he gets up to get ready to take out the garbage and he sees that you already did it, first he may feel bad because he may think I should have did it. But then he's going to feel like, wow, she cared for me that much that she would do that for me, knowing that I've been exhausted. I need to do something in return. All right. And we're going to talk about the returns in a few minutes. All right. But it goes both ways when you're trading places, because that's one of those things that means a lot to the other person. Here's what I usually do. Kente, what's going on, brother? Here's what I usually do, right? And for the moment, we're going to switch places, and I'm going to do it for my spouse. My spouse is accustomed to doing laundry, right? Before she wakes up in the morning, go and get the laundry started. But only if you know how to do laundry, because if you don't know how to do laundry and you're mixing in the whites with the reds and you're washing it in hot water, you're going to be in hot water too. So just know what you're doing when you're doing that kind of stuff, all right? So these are ways that you can make deposits into your spouse's love bank. And also, and that's something as easy as completing the home assignments. That's things that you have agreed to do for yourself, all right? It's hard, and correct me if I'm wrong, which I know I'm probably not, but correct me anyway. if my job is to do the dishes every night and my wife has a job to do, if I don't do that job, how is that going to make my wife feel? Like unappreciated? She's not going to feel full? Yeah, I think Shannon's frozen. Is Shannon frozen?
No, Shannon?
Oh, yeah, Shannon was definitely frozen. Yeah. How would that make her feel?
Oh, she would feel frustrated. She would feel unwanted. Like there's a lot of different emotions, especially because if there's something that she's constantly telling you about or something that you already know you should do and you don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That gets frustrating real quick.
Tracy says a good movie is a good thing works as well. Yeah, absolutely. A good movie can help do that also. And a good movie that you know your spouse is interested in. Okay, because you know, I'm not into chick flicks, but if my wife likes The Notebook,
The Notebook,
you know, and it's in the theaters, I'm going to take her to see it, and I'm going to try to stay awake too. Like, I'm just going to try to stay awake for it. All right, because she likes it. I'm trying to make deposits. Okay,
exactly.
You know, but now let's talk about.
We have to do a lot of things that we don't necessarily enjoy, but I think if you are connected with your partner or your spouse, I think it makes it a lot easier to want to do things that you're not really like, that you don't necessarily enjoy as much, but you do it because you want to see them happy. You do it because you care about them. You care about their feelings. And I think for most relationships, healthy relationships, I should say, those are the things that, you know, you want, because again, we're not going to always find ourselves doing both people being that you're two different people. You're not always going to be on the same page all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. And not to like to do the same thing. There you go. We were like, is she frozen?
My computer died. And I was like, but I could still see myself on the phone. And I was like, what is happening? That's witchcraft again.
Yeah. Kitty writes, take him to a movie, unless it's a Tyler Perry film. I co-signed that.
Ditto.
Yeah. Stay away from Tyler Perry. Nah, I'm not going to hate. All right. Now let's talk about positive withdrawals. There's two types of withdrawals. There's a positive type of withdrawal and the negative type of withdrawal. Withdrawals can come naturally. Okay. And if it's done right, they will come naturally. Okay. And withdrawal comes in different kinds of forms. It can come through spouse doing something that interests you. Once you keep making deposits into the love bank, they'll just do something that'll interest you. When your spouse feels full, they will meet more of your needs and your wants, and they'll go over and beyond. It's like that scripture, their cup will run over, right? Their cup runs over with love so much that they're willing to pour into you as well. Mm-hmm. That's a concept that's pretty much universal. You keep filling up your spouse, everything that you're trying to fill up will overflow into you as well. That's how it happens. Their cup will run over. All right. Mm-hmm. Got Janet, cheers to your H2O. You guys drinking water?
Yeah, that's a tower H2O.
Yeah, I got coffee. There's water in here, though, I promise you.
I got all kinds of stuff. I'm at work. So I got the white cran peach.
Yeah.
Some water.
Yeah. So that's one of the benefits of the beneficial withdrawals when you're doing that and being proactive in doing that. And I do want to say, when I say proactive, I'm not saying be fake about it. I am saying be intentional. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're doing it, but not so that you can have a withdrawal. Okay. I'm not talking about guys, you know, it's been months and you're frustrated. You know what? I need to get some tonight. And my wife is like holding back the goods. I'm going to call her today and say, hey, babe, I'm thinking about you, hoping to make a deposit to make a late night withdrawal. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about continual, intentional deposits into your spouse's bank account, because that will also produce intimacy. And right now I'm not talking about sexual intimacy. I'm talking about the type of intimacy that garners connection and togetherness in your marriage. That's intimacy in the sense that you can be sitting down doing absolutely nothing and they're coming around and they're rubbing your shoulders, you know, intimacy that once your love bank is full, you was intentional in filling up your spouse's love bank. You can be at the dinner table, and as dinner is being served, your spouse is kissing you on your forehead, or you're watching TV and you guys get snuggled up close together and enjoying each other's warmth. That kind of intimacy, walking together. And once you make deposits continually and intentionally, walking together hand in hand is an easy thing to do, right?
And intimacy
is priceless, right? And it makes connections, right? Do you guys find that, I know JD, you're married, Shannon, you're not, but if your husband is intentional in making those love deposits into your bank account, you want to be near them. You want to be intimate.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. I will say, so our first year, this will be our third year. So our first year of marriage was like easy, breezy, peasy, right? Year two was a little bit challenging, right? Like, and not in like a bad way, but just it was definitely a lot more challenging because this is the first time we were living together. We had moved to another state and we were still traveling. We were doing a lot through our marriage and us moving as well. And being that it was challenging, we had to work a lot harder on, is that your doggy?
Did you bring Teddy Peter?
Yeah, he just has to be in my face. Wait. Yeah, he goes everywhere. Church, work, everywhere.
I'm not mad.
Everywhere.
So guys, for those that are listening to the podcast, Shannon joined us and Shannon has her dog at work. She has a little cute, what is that?
Yorkie.
Cute. Yeah. Name is Teddy P. Sings and all.
Yeah.
And
he does.
Yeah. He goes everywhere with her and he's on the podcast now. So, hey, Teddy P.
What's up? He's mad cute. Yeah. But we had to work a lot harder on year two because it just was very different. So that being said, absolutely. Like if he does something, I'm extremely grateful, appreciative. I'm gonna wanna be next to him. I'm gonna wanna be closer. If he does things that I enjoy and that I love and I'm noticing those things, because we do a lot of like people in relationships, a lot of people do things and not necessarily notice what the other person's doing as well. Mm-hmm. And when it goes unnoticed, the other person that's doing it feels unappreciated, doesn't feel loved, and so you don't want to do that. So when I notice he's doing things, it's just like, oh yes, like I'm gonna want to be on him more, I'm gonna want to love on him some more, and then
that's my baby.
The love keeps flowing.
And that's the result of deposits being made and making you feel full.
Yes.
And then when you feel full, you start feeling yourself running over with love and wanting that love to pour into your spouse. It's continual. Then there's the sexual connection. Okay. Now, sex may be a marital mandate by God, but good sex will happen when both spouses' love banks are full. When they feel full, good sex will happen. Okay. If one person it doesn't feel full and they go into the bedroom and it's time to make love, it's not going to feel like they're making love because they feel like they don't have any love to give, right? Their cup isn't running over. So that overflow of love isn't happening when you're making love. It just becomes a sexual act that you have to do because you're married. So when you're making deposits into your love bank, and I don't think any of my students are watching this. They better not be, okay? But if they are, make sure you refer this to your parents, all right? When there's love being filled up in each other's love bank, sex will be good, it'll be great, and it will feel like the two are making love to one another because there's an overflow of it happening. Okay. For instance, all right.
And you feel at one when it's like
yeah, facts. You feel just like you're one. Just like you're one. For instance, if I can show a couple of examples, right? Oh, give a couple of examples.
I was like, show them, huh?
No, I'm not going to show anything. I don't matter. I would like to keep it. I'm not trying to get kicked off like, your vocal, blocked on YouTube, or flagged on Facebook. It's not going to happen. Not today, not ever. All right?
But you fell into it. I was just like.
But I'll give you an example. And if since you're married, Jada, you mind if I use you as an example?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, we'll keep it, you know, I know you're free and you're open, but you know what? Forget it. We're just going to go all out, right? Husband wakes up in the morning, right? And he's just feeling good about himself. He wakes up in the morning and he goes in the shower, and you may wake up after him, okay? Mm-hmm. When you get up, you see a tea made. He made you breakfast, and he left you a little card that just said, I love you. Hope you have a good day, okay? You go off to work. On your way to work, you're driving and you see a text from your husband and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what happened? Right? And just like everybody does when they're driving, they'll check their phone real quick. But when you check, you see husband saying, hope you make it to work okay. I love you. Be safe. All right? Mm-hmm. Lunch time comes and he calls you up. Hey, babe, everything okay? Yeah, I'm all right. What are you eating for lunch? I'm not sure yet. I'm going to order you an Uber Eats. Don't go anywhere. It's coming to you. All right? I love you. Have a good day. All right? About 3 o'clock, he sends you a text. Hey, what would you like for dinner? No, no. Babe, I got you. I know, you know, you may have had a long day. I got you. Let me just pick up dinner for us tonight. You don't have to cook, do anything. And afterwards, I'll do the dishes. All right, boom. You get out of work, and to your surprise, your husband is there waiting for you with bags of food in the back, ready for you guys to go home and eat. How's that going to make you feel so far?
That was going to make me feel great.
Are you feeling full?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. You get home, right? And I'm talking about realistic type of situations that couples go through. Nothing extravagant. You go home, you go inside, he opens the door for you because he's very chivalrous. All that good stuff.
Because I don't play that, actually.
Yeah, all right? And then he sets the plates. And let's say, for argument's sake, he knows that you guys are tired, you don't want to do dishes. So he already went to the dollar store and bought paper plates and paper, all that stuff, plastic. So you guys are going to have dinner in your living room, watching Netflix, as you eat together, because you guys have no kids, it's just you guys, all right?
Yeah, I would love that.
Before he does that, he asks you, so babe, tell me about your day. You say, he goes on to say, well, tell me how it was good. How was your interaction with your coworkers? How did everything go with your boss? Did you have any project that you had to do? How did it go? And then you start going into your day, and he's listening actively to everything that you're saying, right? He's engaging what you're saying. Okay, as you eat. After you eat, he puts away your food. You're still talking, and he sits down, puts on Netflix, and starts rubbing your feet as you start telling him your day and continuing on. How's that going to make you feel?
Oh, it's going to make me feel like the queen that I am.
Okay, now you're feeling full, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you're feeling full. You both are falling asleep on the couch, right? You say, no, it's time to go to bed. Let's go to bed, honey. So you guys get up. He shuts off the TV with the remote control. Mm-hmm. You guys go upstairs to your bedroom, wherever. He goes to lie down, all right? You lie down next to him. Jada, how are you feeling?
I mean, I feel good. So this, I am feeling good. Don't get me wrong, right? Okay. So I guess for me, because doing acts of service isn't necessarily one, it's not like my primary love language, it makes me feel amazing. Don't get me, but it's not gonna get my juices wet down there. Mm. So him physically touching me, like the foot rub, that would definitely get me going. Where I'm just like, oh yes. Or him just touching me and him being around me. Him spending quality time with me turns me on. I was gonna curse, but him spending quality time with me, that really and truly gets me going. Him spending quality time with me and then also touching me in the process definitely has everything just flowing and going. And so if that, he could have just literally did that. If he spent the whole day with me, he didn't even have to necessarily do certain things. But if he spent the whole entire day with me and so we could use that. And then we came home and he just wanted to like rub on me. That, I'm feeling all the way open. The juices are flowing. I'm like,
At that point, you guys go to lie down. Mm-hmm. Does he have to initiate?
No, no. Now, and that's because I'm aggressive. So.
Yeah, and part and we've made several deposits throughout the day.
Yeah,
to let you, and he's thinking about you. He loves you. And yeah. He's filling up the tank. So at that point, sexual intimacy isn't hard to receive or to get or to give or to get, because
I agree.
You're already full and the love is running over and you're ready for that. You're ready for that. Good sex is a result of laying down the groundwork, all right, of showing each other that you love one another. Okay. Now those are the type of withdrawals that are investments. And I say investments because when you pull that out from your spouse, it's only gonna revolve. Like it's sort of like revolving money in a community. All right. They're filling up your love bank, they're giving you a withdrawal, filling up your love bank, and you're filling over it. So it's continuous. It's an investment into your relationship. But then it's also those type of withdrawals that aren't really investments, they're sort of negative withdrawals. And I call those the rainy day withdrawals when it comes to love bank, all right? Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to save up for those rainy days. Every married couple will have struggles. It happens. Mm-hmm. There's not one married couple normal. I promise you this. And I love this couple. I think today this is probably my favorite couple ever. Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. I love watching them together, all right? And no, it's not because they're a black couple and he was a black president. I don't care what race you are. You look at them and they're cute together. It is what it is. They're cute together. I also love George W. Bush and Barbara Bush because they're cute together too. Like really cute together too. As old as they are, like kitties. Like it is adorable to watch, right? But they have issues in their marriages. It happens. I don't care who you are. It's going to happen. And when you've continually made deposits into your love bank, when you have those rough days, you have money. You have, what's the word I'm looking for? Not money.
Where you're saving. So in a sense, where you can literally take from it.
Yes, that so you
I
can
understand what you're saying.
A reserve
of love inside for those moments where it's like, I can't stand you right now. Get away from me.
Yeah,
like you have that reserve. Every marriage has them. It doesn't matter what it is, and it doesn't have to be anything major. It could be something minor, but you have that reserve. Mm-hmm. And every married couple should have that. Couples who make deposits frequently into their love banks will have enough for those rainy days. Every single person, like financial experts will say, it's good for couples to have a savings for at least up to 6 months. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like that in your marriage. Because marriage will get hard. It'll get exhausting. And if you have not made deposits into your love bank, and even though it gets hard, you don't have to keep making withdrawals. You'll make withdrawals and deposits. Withdrawals and deposits. Yeah. That's how people who are just above float stay slightly above float, because they're making withdrawals and deposits when things get tight. Things are going to get tight in your marriage. So don't think that things are hard. It's impossible. So you're going to keep making withdrawals and keep getting out of your spouse and not giving in. Because if you're not putting in, you both are going to go to zero. You're going to be in the red and the negative. And then ultimately, it's going to lead to divorce. And I want to try to help you guys avoid getting to that place. Patricia says, my dad said that you don't have to win every disagreement. He said being in love was more important than always being right. I agree.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to win. And I think at times, you know what happens with spouses, married or not, you know, dating or whatever. And I feel like everyone wants to win. We're not against each other, right? We're on the same team. And I think that's what people always need to remember. We are fighting the same, we're on the same team. We're not at war with each other. We're not on opposing teams. We are together. So I think that's what it is. It's about fighting fair, you know? And just like Patricia said, where you don't have to win every disagreement. You don't have to win and keep score. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? You don't, and you shouldn't.
Yeah. Like, and if that's you, and if you're in that place, try to get in touch with somebody to talk to about that, because that it's a level of pride that will break you and then break your relationship. Patricia writes again, My folks were like an old version of the Obamas. They used to walk hand in hand, and people would say, "Oh, it is cute when you see old couples."
It is cute when you see,
like, that's couples goals, like that's marriage goals right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Patricia. Thank you for that. I'm trying to see if I miss any comments on Facebook. I'm seeing interaction between Tracy and Shannon and Andrea. Is that how you pronounce the name? Andrea.
Drea. That's my cousin, Drea.
What's up, cousin Andrea? How you doing? Glad you're watching. I appreciate it. All right. I miss your face too, even though I haven't seen it yet. All right. Yeah, man. So it's extremely important that you have a savings of love in each other's bank accounts. And it's, you can probably do things to make deposits into your own love bank account, but the goal is to do things that you can do to put into your spouse's love bank account, and go over those things, identify the love languages that they have, and make those kind of deposits. Whether it's words of affirmation, quality time, if they like to receive gifts, if it's acts of service that they appreciate, if it's physical touch that they appreciate, make sure you communicate frequently with your spouse throughout the day. And it doesn't have to be anything deep. It can be surface stuff, and make sure you actively listen in those conversations and communications. Sending I love you texts and thinking of you text messages. Calling for no reason at all. Setting up lunches and impromptu dates and vacations, and completing each other's home assignments and your own home assignments. Do things like that to make deposits into your spouse's love bank. When absolutely. That happens, I'm sorry?
I said absolutely.
Yeah. When that happens, you'll be able to make withdrawals. Some of those withdrawals may be positive, such as intimacy, sex, things like that. And there's also negative withdrawals, which may not always be a negative if you have an opportunity to keep putting into it. And that's when things get tough in your marriage, which will happen. Okay, so the goal in the beginning of your marriage is fill up each other's love bank, create a savings, all right? You're building a home, you're building a house. And one of the things you need to buy a house is a good savings, a good amount to put down on the house. So before you go in your marriage, you're looking to do things to put into their love bank. This way, when you go into your marriage, right? And usually the first 2 years, and you mentioned, Jada, that the second year was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The first 2 years is hard for many marriages, very difficult, because you have two individuals trying to become one.
Exactly.
Friction. And I say this all the time, and I always use this analogy. A puzzle, right? A puzzle comes with thousands of pieces, even 10,000 of pieces, hundreds of pieces. It doesn't matter the size. The one thing that has to happen for that puzzle piece, the two puzzle pieces to fit together, is friction. If they don't grow, like cause friction and come close to one another and cause that friction, it won't stick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got to have that friction for that puzzle piece to stay in place.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are like puzzle pieces. Mm-hmm. In the first 2 years, there's going to be friction. That friction is only happening because you're trying to fit together. Don't quit. Don't run away. And if you have a rich savings in your love bank, you guys are going to make it. Keeping God first in the mix. A three-chord strand is not easily broken. Mm-hmm. Keep it there.
No, yeah, I feel like normally when older people talk and speak to us, like sit down and talk to us, what they always tell us, like especially when we first initially got married, they would always like tell us, and you know, older people would like, you know, to pass down wisdom and advice and stuff like that. And when they would speak to us, they would always just let us know, like, you guys are going to be so fine because you guys are friends. And I think that is really what for us is like the glue, you know. Yeah. Our friendship is extremely genuine and it's authentic, and I think that's what for the most part, like I love him, and then there are moments that I'm in love with him, and then there are moments that I'm not, but that's natural too. And I think a lot of people tend to forget that, like, you know, you're not gonna always be in, like, I love him like no other, right? And no one can understand that, like, unless you're in it, right? But I love him like no other. That's my family. You know, we share the same last name. We're a team. There's no one that's coming above or before him for me, right? And so that being said, for me, when things get a little difficult and stuff like that, what I remember is like, oh, our solid foundation that we have, you know what I mean? And it makes it that much easier to like let something go. Or if I'm not feeling him in the moment, right, it's like, okay, like literally I want to say right before I got on, whatever, he was getting on my damn nerves and I had to go to him and I was just like, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm just, I love you. And we keep it like that, right? But yeah, because where you get into moments, but literally if he was to come into this room, whatever where I'm at right now, he like, it's all good. Like, and it's because, and it's not like where it's like, it's faking it or anything like that. Because when I sign off, it's literally, it's him and I. It's a genuine, just like, we're good. You know, we discuss it, whatever it is that, and that's exactly what we did. We discussed it, but then after I just had to be, because I was still kind of annoyed. I was just like, I love you. Like, I love you and I appreciate you. You know,
that's a good example of you making a withdrawal and a deposit at the same time.
Yes.
He's getting on your nerves. That's a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. But it even goes further than that, does it not? Like, she's doing the work in herself. And I had mentioned this in a live a couple of days ago that a lot of times people aren't invested into relationships because they're not invested in themselves. Ooh. And if you aren't doing the work in yourself, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't give anything more to another person than what you have. You know, I'm throwing in my little single tidbits because I don't have no marriage advice right now. But
I,
you know, you have to be available. And if you aren't, you know, if you aren't your best version of yourself, and that doesn't mean that you always operate at 100%, but you are present in that moment with that person to give them what you have. And even if that means saying, I don't have a whole lot to give, but I'm still present with you in this experience, that in and of itself can be exactly what that person needs. So you got to be present for you first.
I completely agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that statement because I always say that. Like, you know, you definitely can't. You can't pour from an empty cup, you know? You can only give what you have, just
what you got.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Yeah. I agree. You have to, and I will say this, right? Being married, I feel like I've found, and it's weird because a lot of dealing with certain issues in year two, I got a chance to learn a lot about myself that I didn't realize, about me. And, you know, I'm always like soul searching, self-reflecting, all that, right? Where even where I just started, where last year I started going to therapy for myself. And it just, again, it was like self-reflection, you know what I mean? Where I didn't like notice a lot of things within myself that were there, and it allowed me to put that mirror up, being in a marriage and dealing with somebody else and where it's so different, because we are very different. We have similarities, but we are extremely different. And it allowed me to look at myself in a different light, and it's helped me grow.
Now, Curtis says in the chat room and get vocal, getting to your best version of yourself means you will need to go through some things.
Yes.
I think personal challenges are essential to learning to love yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. And it's not just learning to love yourself, it's also learning to know yourself. Yeah. And you can't really love yourself unless you really know yourself.
It's so true.
Great point, Curtis. Great point.
Because falling in love with yourself is so different.
It's a choice, a process, a journey.
Who was I talking to? Well, they talked about loving themselves, right? And how we can't expect somebody to truly love us, right? The way we want to be loved if we don't love ourselves. So if we love ourselves, and I'm not talking about the conceited type of love, like, I know I'm all that.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about like really, really loving who you are. If you love who you are, the person, you'll be able to identify a person who is really going to love who you are, all right? And it, at that point, it becomes supplemental and not something that make you feel fulfilled, all right? So that's extremely important. Great point, Curtis. I wish I thought about that. All right, family, it is now 8:54. We're about to wrap up. There's a couple of other things happening on Get Vocal that I don't want to interfere with that I may want to engage in also. But lastly, Curtis, right, when you fall in love with yourself, it is not a selfish thing. It's not a selfish thing. It's actually something you can't help wanting to share with others. Another great point, Curtis.
It's okay to be selfish in that moment. So even, you know, him using the word, it's not selfish. It's okay to be selfish sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have to put you first. So and when I said I put my husband first, it's like I meant above anybody else besides myself. Yeah, no one comes before me though. Yeah.
And Lenore on Facebook writes, if we truly don't love ourselves, there's no way we can genuinely love someone else.
True. No one knows how to love you at that point because you don't even love yourself. How can I fall in love with you if you don't even love yourself? You don't know yourself. How can I do certain things? Because you're trying to figure it out. You're just figuring out, you know. And again, we do change throughout life and we grow it. Gonna be certain things that happens, and that's okay. But for the main part, for the most part, where you are in life, right, when it comes to self-development and self-love and self-care, that kind of stays the same as far as it being consistent, as far as, you know, within time it grows depending on what's going on in your life and stuff like that. But you know, how can you expect anyone else to love you if you don't even know how to love yourself first? So
all very very important points. Nayla writes, hi Dre, I love the advice from you all. Thank you so much, Nayla. Appreciate it. We're gonna wrap up now. It's late, and again, I don't want to interfere with anything else. I tell people at 9 o'clock, there's so many other shows on Get Vocal. And if you are watching on YouTube or Facebook and you haven't gotten into Get Vocal yet, I want to recommend going on, because on that format, you'll be able to actually join in the conversation just like Jada and Shannon did. But before we go, Jada and Shannon, we'll start off with you, Shannon. Would you like to share any of your social media connections with the people watching on Facebook, Get Vocal, and YouTube so that they can get in touch with you?
Sure, why not? I am the same across all platforms. Shannon Ford, like the president, - Jefferson, like the president. And you can find me on Facebook's Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. And Jada, what about you?
Hi. It's Jada Lopez for everything. Like, it's exactly how it's spelled on here. So it's Jada, but people always, and it's weird because people see my name spelled, yet they always spell it differently than it is. I find it very strange. It's J-A-I-D-A-L-O-P-E-Z. Jada with an I. Not a Y, not J-A-D-A, J-A-I-D-A-L-O-P-E-Z. And I really wanted to selfless, a plug-in. I'm gonna start my show this Sunday, the 3rd. And so I'm excited. So that's the thing. I'm not too sure. I don't know if I want to do it 5 or 7 Eastern Standard Time. So I'm not too sure yet, but I will post. So I just want to let you guys know on Sunday, come through.
All right.
Talk about what you guys are just going to see.
Yeah. So, what time are you doing it?
All right, Jada.
Most likely 5 or 7.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
And Curtis said, what's the name of your show?
Right now, most likely it's just going to be the Jada Show, the Jada Lopez Show. But it depends if I'm going to end up changing. I'm still kind of going back and forth with what my old radio station show was. So you'll see it in like probably tomorrow. I'll post. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's what's up. All
right, cool.
All right.
Joseph, how you doing? Good to see you tonight. Thank you for joining in. And you can connect with me on a couple of social media formats. First, Instagram, by going to @Andre_D_Harrison. Or you can hit me up on Twitter @AndreDHarrison. That's all one word. @AndreDHarrison on Twitter. Facebook, it's @the.andre.d.harrison. That's @the.andre.d.harrison. And also I have a YouTube channel with me and my sons. It's called Harrison Family Vlogs. You can search that on YouTube. We'll probably be the only one up there because I think we're the only Harrison Family Vlogs on YouTube. Not that it means much because not a lot of people watch us anyway, but Go ahead there, subscribe, click the bell notification button so that it'll notify you when we upload new videos. Also, you can go to youtube.com/realitydadtv. I also have a YouTube channel called Togetherness, Marriage and Family. If you go to YouTube, you can search that, youtube.com, and search Togetherness. And that's with a T-W-O hyphen G-E-T-H-E-R-N-E-S-S, Marriage and Family, all right? Next Thursday, make sure you join us at 8 p.m. on Get Vocal, Facebook, or YouTube for another discussion about how destructive patterns can hurt your marriage. How destructive patterns can hurt your marriage. That's next Thursday at 8 p.m. All right. Again, thank you so much for watching. We're about to close out the show. I appreciate everybody for riding with us for the whole hour. You guys rock. You guys are filling up my love bank by watching this every single week. I love you guys. By listening on the podcast, I'm feeling full and I'm about to overflow my love unto you guys. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. To everybody, have a good night. Be safe. Jada, thank you much. Thank you so much for joining me. Shannon stepped out, but I thank you so much for joining me as well. Everybody on Facebook for joining in the conversation. Lenore, Naila, and others. Leah, thank you so much. Joseph, Curtis, Kente, everybody else in the chat room, that Patricia that joined in the conversation. I appreciate you guys as well. Also, if you're watching on Get Vocal and if you would like to support, there's a Patreon button there in the bottom that you can click to support the show if you want. Have a good night, everybody. God bless you all. Be safe. And until next week, peace.